Part 1, Chapter 11. Johnny approached the great village cautiously, partly from awe, partly from fears for Chrissy. He was taking absolutely no chances. He was up before first light, and the yellow dawn found him in the outskirts of the place, peering, halting, looking closer at the strange sights. Nervous. Sand lay over everything, and grass and even scrub grew in the wide paths between the buildings. He gave a start every time a rabbit or a rat came tearing out of the ancient structures, disturbed by his footfalls. Even though the hoofs were muffled by the grass and sand, the silence of the place was so intense that any disturbance of it seemed overloud. He had never heard an echo before to notice it. The return of sound caused him a great deal of worry. For a little while, he thought there must be another horse walking in the distance. But at last, he worked it out. He hit his wrist kill club against the one in his belt and promptly heard the same sound repeated softly, like a mockery. He waited, but no further mock occurred. Then he hit the clubs together again and the same sound returned. He decided it didn't happen unless he did it first. He looked about him. To both his left and his right were the tall remains of buildings, very tall indeed. Pitted by wind erosion, discolored by endless centuries of weather, they still stood flat and even and imposing. Astonishing! Whoever could build such things? Gods, perhaps? He eyed the massive size of the building blocks. No man could lift one by himself. Johnny sat his horse in the middle of what must have been the main path of the great village. He frowned, straining to conceptualize the building of such a place. Many men? But how could they reach so high? He concentrated laboriously. Gradually, he could conceive that if one built up steps of logs, and if many, many men put ropes around a block, and if they carried it up the steps, and then took the steps away, they might have done it. Marvelous, dizzy, and dangerous. But it was possible. Satisfied that it didn't need gods or monsters to have made this place, and therefore very relieved, he continued his exploration. He wondered whether some odd kind of tree had grown along this path. He got down and looked at the stump of one. It was hard and jagged. It had been hollow, and it was deep in the strange rock. It wasn't wood. It was a reddish metal, and when you scraped away the red powder, underneath was black. He looked up and down both sides of the wide path. The placing of these things was very precise. Although he couldn't figure out what they were for, it was obvious that, like buildings, they were placed objects.
Well,
the innumerable windows surrounded him, seeming to stare back at him. The morning sun had come now, and it shone into those that faced it. Here and there were vast surfaces of the shiny stuff he had collected from the mound on the plain. It was not clear. It was whitish and bluish, like the cataracts on an old man's eyes. But there were whole sheets of it in some places. He began to realize it was some kind of covering, perhaps to keep out the cold and heat and yet let in light. People at home sometimes did that, using the tissue of animal stomachs. But those who had built the great village had access to some kind of rock or hard substance that came in sheets. They must have been very clever people.